listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking on Psalm 119, which has 176 verses, and we are traveling on. We are now at verse 121. We're going to start 121 this evening. So we see people of God. Now God is speaking to us through his word. And we see Psalm 119. It's an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. So we see each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of 8 verses of this psalm. And we see nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So we see the only exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, 122, and 132. So we see, people of God, you'll see words like word, law, testimony, way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment. All of these denotes the word of God, God's revelation to us. So we see this psalm is all about the word of God. And I believe the Lord is calling the church of God back to his word. So as we continue to feed on this psalm, we're going to see where the Lord is truly calling us back to his word. So we see we're now on the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the letter Ayin. And Ayin means I. So we are going to be looking on verses 121 to 124. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. Thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you that you are God, you reign supreme. Thank you for your divine instructions that you have left for us so that we can walk according to your will. I pray today in the name of Jesus, we will not take it lightly, oh God, but we will adhere to your word. We will live by your word. We will practice your word day and night. Father God Almighty, your word will be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus that you will stir up in us an appetite for your word, that we will eat of your word and be filled up with you. More of you, Jesus, that's what we need. So we pray today, O God Almighty, that you will hear our cry and answer our prayer. O God, your word tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. And we pray that we will be people of faith because we are living by your word. So we thank you again for your word to us and what you're doing in this season. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that we will practice everything that you have said to us. We will walk in godly wisdom because we are practicing your word. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you for all those who take time out to listen to your word. And we pray today, O God, they will not just be listening, but they will be practicing what you say. So we bless you, honor you, and give you glory, O God, as we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. So we are on the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which heads verse 121 to 124 of Psalm 190. And we realize that this word, Ayin, the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, means I. Ayin means I. The Ayin has to do with vision and bringing forth lights that are hidden. The Ayin has to do with vision and bringing forth lights that are hidden. So this letter is all about illumination, people of God. This letter is all about revelation coming to God's people. This letter is all about the light of God breaking forth in our lives. Jesus Christ himself is our vision. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If any man follow me, he will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. And we want to walk in the light of God's word. The word is here for us. But when we start to live by God's word, when we start to practice God's word, we find that, people of God, we will be walking, following Jesus. He will be leading and we will be following because he is the light of the world. So look on verse 121 of Psalm 119. Verse 121 of Psalm 119. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. We are reading from the New King James Version. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. What is the psalmist saying? I have practiced justice. I am living right. Do not leave me in the hands of my oppressors. So the psalmist was crying out to God, I am living righteously. Do not leave me in the hands of my oppressors. So people of God, the world is here to oppress God's people. But the psalmist cry out, I am living righteously. I am living justly. Don't leave me to the hands of my oppressors. And we have to understand, people of God, that Jesus Christ came to set captives free. So we are no more oppressed by the world. We are to be the light of the world. Jesus Christ came and he did it all for us. Look on the word in Luke 4, verse 18. Luke 4, verse 18, the word of God said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus was speaking here. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So the psalmist in his time was crying out, do not leave me in the hands of my oppressors. But Jesus Christ came to proclaim liberty to those that are oppressed. So we have to understand, people of God, he came to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So we don't have to go around being oppressed by anyone anymore or depressed, because Jesus Christ came and he set us free. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So the psalmist was crying here, out here, I'm living right, God. Don't leave me to the hands of my oppressors. But this was before Christ came. So Christ came now, and he's showing us through his word that he is here to set at liberty those who are held captive by their oppressors. So God's people, people of God, we are free. We are free, whom God has set free. Paul spoke to the Galatians in Galatians 5:1. Stand firm, stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has made you free. Don't entangle yourself again with the yoke of bondage. So we have to understand, God's people, that we do not want to be entangling ourselves again. Don't go back to our old lifestyle of being oppressed and depressed. But we want to walk in the freedom that God has given us. Look at verse 122 of Psalm 119. The word said, be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. People of God, look at what the word of God is saying to us. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. Be my guarantor always. And don't allow the proud to oppress me. So people of God, as we look in the word of God, and we have to use scriptures to interpret scriptures. So we have to understand what the word of God is saying to us. And if we turn to 2 Corinthians 5:5, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5, the word of God says, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. The Spirit of God is our guarantee. He is our security. He is, people of God, our down payment. So we have to understand that we have the Spirit of God as our guarantee. So we have to understand that God has sent his Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. So the Spirit of God is here with us and in us. And he is our security. He is our down payment. He, people of God, is our guarantee. So we have to understand this and walk according to God's will. Walk with confidence because we have a security. We have a surety. So as the word of God says, be surety for your servant. We know without a doubt that we have a surety. The Holy Spirit is here with us. Look at verse 123. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. My eyes give way from seeking your deliverance and your righteous word. So people of God, many times we are seeking and we don't not seeing God coming through for us. And we feel and we wondering, Lord, when will my deliverance come? But God is sure. He's our surety. He's our guarantee. And we are guaranteed of our deliverance. So he will deliver us. And we stand firmly and on his righteous word. Look at verse 124 of Psalm 119. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. So what is the word of God saying here? Treat your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your laws. Treat your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your laws. So people of God, we have to ask the Lord to treat us according to his loving kindness. Deal with us according to your mercies. And teach me your laws. Teach me your statutes. Be my teacher. You are the master teacher, Holy Ghost. Teach me and I will learn. Teach me your laws and I will learn. Look at verse 125, people of God, of Psalm 119. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimony. We see, people of God, the psalmist here saying, I am your servant. He was confident of his identity in Christ. Are we confident today of who we are in Christ? He said, I am your servant. So we as God's people must know who we are in Christ. Our identity must be intact. He said, help me to understand that I may know your truth. Help me to understand that I may know your truth. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. I may know your truth. I may know your word. I am your servant. So we must know who we are, people of God, so we can stand and confidently say, I am your servant. We want to know the Lord in such a way that we can stand and say, I am your servant. Help me to understand. Only he can give us understanding. When he illuminates his word to us, we get the understanding that we need, that we may apply his truth to our lives, that I may know your truth. People of God, without understanding, we cannot apply the word. So we need to ask the Lord to help us, to give us understanding that we may apply his word. Look at verse 126 of Psalm 119. 126 of Psalm 119. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Take action now, O Lord. For they have disregarded your law. They see your law as empty. They regarded your law as void. They see it as empty, meaningless. Your word means nothing to them. People of God, there are people like that. God's word means nothing to them. So the psalmist was crying out to God, take action, Lord. For they have disregarded your law. It's time for you to act, Lord. It's time. For they have disregarded your laws. They see it as void. They see your laws as empty, meaningless, futile. People of God, there are people like that out there, ungodly people who disregarded the word of God. So the psalmist was saying to the Lord, take action, Lord, against them. For they have disregarded your law. Look on verse 127, people of God. 127 of Psalm 119. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Yes. Than fine gold. People of God, we have to understand. I love you. Because of that, I love your commandment more than refined gold. Therefore, I love your commandment more than gold. Yes, more than fine gold. I love your commandment, God, more than refined gold. And people of God, people are going so much after refined gold now. And will pay any amount of money for a refined gold because it's valuable. But what the psalm is saying is the word of God is more valuable than refined gold. He loved the commandments of God more than gold. Yes, he said, more than fine gold, more than the refined gold. People of God, he treasured the word of God. The word of God is his treasure. So we also must treasure the word of God. It must be more valuable to us than any earthly possession. So we have to come to that place, people of God, of making the word of God our treasure. It is supposed to be our treasure. The word of God is to be hidden in our hearts. For where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So we must put the word of God first in our lives. We must allow the word of God in every chamber of our heart. So we will live by the word. We will have the word at the forefront of our minds. And we will respond according to the word. We will love the word of God just like the psalmist said. Because of that, I love your commandments more than refined gold. More than anything else in this world. People of God, we need to put God first. Put his word first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else will be added to us. So, people of God, we must know what is most valuable in our lives. Is it the word of God? Or is it material things? Remember, we cannot love two masters. It's either we're going to hate one and love the other. We can't serve God and mammon, material things. We can't serve God and money. We can't serve God and serve the refined gold. So we must love God. We must love the word more than anything of earthly value. So we have to understand, people of God, we have to seek the things which are of eternal value. The word of God is of eternal value. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. So we have to understand that, people of God. And love the commandments of the Lord more than refined gold. Look on the last verse in this stanza that heads this letter heads Ayin. And Ayin, as we said before, means eye. The Ayin has to do with vision. And the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. People of God, we will not stumble when we adhere to the word of God. When we are walking in obedience to the word of God, we will not stumble. We will have vision. The word, people of God, will illuminate our path so we will not stumble on the journey. So we have to take God's word seriously and understand what God is saying to us in this season. So let us not just say it's another series, people of God. But God is calling his people back to his word. He's calling us back to the Bible. He's calling us back, people of God, to his special revelation to us. And as we continue in this word, we trust that our lives will be transformed as we draw closer to God through his word. So look at verse 128 of Psalm 119. That's the last verse for this stanza. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. And when we come to understand, people of God, that God's word is truth, and everything that he is written in the word of God is truth, and when people are not living according to truth, according to the word of God, we come to that point when we are living according to the word of God, we start to hate every false way. So the psalmist was saying, all your laws or all your rules of conduct pertaining to everything, I consider it to be right. I consider your word to be truth. It's right. So because I hate all the wrong ways, I hate every false ways. And we have to come to understand, people of God, when the truth of God's word has been illuminated to us, we start to hate false ways. We start to hate wrong things. We start to love what God loves and hate what he hates. Our lives are now being transformed by the word of God. Our minds are renewed. And we start to hate the things that are contrary to the will of God. And we start to love the things of God. People of God, the psalmist said, therefore, all your precepts. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things, I consider them to be right. I consider them to be right. I hate every false ways. Everything that is not of you, oh God, I hate it. And we have to come to that place in our lives, people of God, where we hate every false ways. We have to come to love the things that Christ loves and walk in righteousness and truth. We have to walk according to his will, according to his rules, according to his laws, pertaining to everything. All your rules, your laws pertaining to everything I consider to be right. And I hate all the wrong ways. I hate all the false ways, people of God. And when we come to love the word of God, when we come to be obedient to the word of God, when we come to walk in the ways of the Lord, every way that is contrary, we hate it. It just comes naturally to us because we are now single-heartedly devoted to God. So we are not double-minded anymore because we have been translated, we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. So we start to hate the things that he hates. And we start to love the things that he loves. So we as God's people must know and understand that God is calling us to love the things that he loves and to hate the things that he hates. We want to love his word. We want to treasure his word more than refined gold. We want to walk according to his will for us. We want to hate every false way. We want to continue to allow his word to reform us and reshape us. We want to be submissive to the word of God. We want to live each day showing forth that Christ is our good shepherd. He is the one who is leading us. He is the light of the world. And if we follow him, his word said, we will not walk in darkness, but we will have the light of life. And we as God's people must walk in the light of the word of God. For the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we have to continue, people of God, to do the will of God, to walk in humble reverence to his word, and to know that he's calling us up higher. And when we start to practice God's word, people of God, we are walking at the level that God has called us to. Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I liken you to a wise person who builds his house upon a rock. Where are you built today? Are you built on Christ Jesus, the solid rock? Are you following him? Is he your vision today? So we see the iron has to do with vision. Is Christ your vision? Is the word your vision? Is the word that lamp to your feet and that light to your path? We have to allow the word of God, people of God, to lead us and to guide us into the path that God has paved for us. So we as God's people need to walk in wisdom. We need to walk in revelation knowledge. The Holy Spirit is here to illuminate the word to us so that the word can become revelation knowledge. And people of God, what God has revealed to us is for us and our children to do the work of the Lord right here on earth. So God is calling us to walk in revelation knowledge, to walk as those that have vision, to walk as those that are called to be children of light, to walk in the light of God's word and to do his will. So we bless God for his word to us today, and we thank God that we as God's people will walk and not stumble because we're walking according to the word of God. Let his word be sweeter than honey to us. Let his word be more valuable than refined gold to us. Let us continue to consider his word, that his word is truth, his word is right. And let us come to that place where we hate every false way and walk in righteousness and truth. God bless you here this evening. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of who Christ is. Continue to walk each day by the word. Walk in humble reverence, submitted to the word of God. We are going to stop here this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. And we thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you that you're drawing us close to you, O God. You're drawing us to that place, O God, Almighty Lord, where we love your word more than our necessary food. We pray today in the name of Jesus that as we eat of these words, O God, we will find life in your word. We thank you again for who you are, for what you have done and what you're doing in this season. We thank you for your people who took the time out to listen to your word. And we pray that your blessings will be upon your people. And they will walk in revelation knowledge, O God, honoring your name. For without revelation knowledge, O God, they cannot live according to your will. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for illuminating the word to your people. And we thank you that lives will be transformed because our minds will be renewed by your word. We bless and honor and give you glory always. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And we say amen and amen. Blessings to all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
To the ends of the sleeves in her hands.